God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Can you imagine being in Joseph's shoes? Here's Joseph, sold as a slave, lied about by his brothers, thrown into prison by Potiphar and Pharaoh, and left to rot, wondering where God was. You know, sometimes things are rough in life, but they're even more difficult when we don't know why the things are happening that are happening. Sometimes I get in trouble because not so much of what someone does, but because I judge what their motives may be. I put a sinister motive to what they're doing. And you know, if someone's your enemy or you don't trust them, nothing that person does can please you. And yet at the same time, we can do the same thing to God. Something happens in our life and we automatically assume some devious motive from God. But here's the kicker. Even sometimes when good things happen, we miss it because we distrust God's motives. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 27, Moses says of the children of Israel, "You murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt." There's a strange thing. Joseph could have questioned God for sending him into Egypt, and Israel did question God for freeing them out of Egypt. In other words, sometimes we don't know what God is doing, and we almost never know why. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 37, the Bible gives us the motive for which God led Israel out of Egypt. And here's what it says. "And because," here's the cause, "because he," God, "loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought thee out in his sight and with his mighty power out of Egypt." Well, that's why God brought Israel out of Egypt. It wasn't because he wanted them to starve. It wasn't because he wanted them to perish by some enemy. It was because he made a promise to them and he loved their fathers and he loved them. Now, here's a lesson for us today. Judge what you don't know about God by what you do know about God. When you don't understand what God is doing, judge him by what you know to be true of his character throughout history. So, for instance, in this same chapter, verse 24 says, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." God is a God who loves us and is jealous over us. That is, he has an interest in us. He has a vested interest in us. In verse 31, the Bible says, "For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee." So we know that about God's character. When I'm sold into slavery or when I am freed from that slavery, in both cases, I need to realize that God is a merciful God. He won't forsake. In verse 32, the Bible says, "God created man upon the earth." So God's our creator. He made us. He is merciful to us. And he loves us. When you know God's character, it helps you to understand and interpret what you don't know about God. So do you understand where God is today? Maybe you do not. Do you understand what God is doing this morning? Maybe you do not. But we can learn from these people to judge what you do not know about God by what you do know about God and his unchanging character.